building your first MCP server. Now you will build the first reusable connector in this course, a local MCP server that exposes a safe file browsing tool. The point is not to create a full file manager. The point is to practice the server shape, define a capability, constrain inputs, execute domain code, and return useful results. The official TypeScript SDK includes server libraries for tools, resources, prompts, transports, and examples. This chapter uses TypeScript style examples because the SDK's minimal memcp server shape is compact and maps cleanly to production servers. The same design ideas apply in Python. Prerequisites check. You should have completed the MCP classification exercise from Chapter 2. You should also be comfortable running a Node.js script locally. If your environment cannot run TypeScript directly, use plain JavaScript or follow the SDK Quick Start from the official repository. What the server will do. The server exposes one tool. It lists files under a pre-approved project root. The user can ask Claude to inspect project structure, but the server will not allow arbitrary file system traversal. This is the key production lesson. The model should not decide the security boundary. The server decides the boundary, then offers Claude a useful operation inside it. Minimal server shape. An MCP server has identity, registered capabilities, and a transport. The SDK README shows a minimal server that registers a greet tool and connects over steed.io. Your file browser follows the same shape, but with stricter validation. Why this is safer than read file path? A raw read file path tool looks convenient. It is also an invitation to leak secrets. The model might request .env, SSH keys, browser profiles, or system files because the prompt says inspect the project. A safer server starts with a narrow list operation, a fixed root, and no file content access. Call out type rely on Claude will know not to ask for secrets. A connector must enforce policy in code. The model can be helpful, but the server is responsible for security boundaries. Controlled errors. Errors are part of the user experience. A stack trace is useful to an attacker and confusing to a learner. A controlled error says what failed and what the caller can do next. For this chapter, use three predictable errors: unknown root label, path escapes approved root, path does not exist or is not readable. In production, log the detailed exception server side and return the minimal useful error to Claude. Run prompt cell model Claude Sonnet-4-6, course file browser. Prompt: use the file browser tool to list the top level files in the demo project. Do not read file contents. Expected output: Claude should call list project files root label demo relative path. Expected result: name package.json, type file, name sark, type readme.md, type file. Claude should summarize the project structure without inventing file contents. Run prompt cell model -sonnet-4-6. Tools course file browse prompt. Try to list so I can see what is outside the demo project. Expected output equals. The server should reject the request with a controlled error such as path escapes approved root. Claude should explain that the connector is restricted to the approved demo project root and ask for a path inside that root. Knowledge check questions. Question: where should the approved file system root be enforced? Answers: only in the prompt, only in Claude's reasoning, in the MCP server code before file system access, in the rect, too. Explanation: the server must enforce the root because it owns the actual file system access. Knowledge check questions. Quest: free form, rewrite a dangerous generic tool named readAnyFilePath into a safer domain-specific MCP tool. Hands-on exercise. Create a local MCP server named course file browser with one list project files tool. Success criteria. The server starts over steed.io. The tool lists files under one approved demo directory. / traversal is rejected. The tool returns names and types, not file contents. You can connect Claude code to the server using its MCP configuration flow. What's next? Chapter 4 expands the server from callable tools to resources. Structured context. Claude can read without treating every retrieval as an action. Model context protocol. Model context protocol. TypeScript sdgithub.com/fobcotter. Model context protocol /tulse TypeScript -sdk. Model context protocol documentation. Model context protocol.io. Anthropic. Connect Claude code to tools via MCP at docs.sprint.com/docs/mcp.